All right, let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and welcome Kim Melchor is joining us right now from the Pikes Peak Library District. And Kim, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, Dan. We're glad to share some exciting news today.
Yes, it's awesome. I mean, Liberty cardholders are going to now be able to experience much more than just the library. So what's this program all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Pikes Peak Library District library card holders can now access no-cost passes to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Center, as they are our two newest cultural attractions to join the Culture Pass program. With the Culture Pass program, anyone ages 12 and up with a valid library card can access 12 different museums and attractions in El Paso County and Denver. So we're really excited to bring this news to the public.
Absolutely. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, normally you'd have to pay to get into the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Training Center. But so tell me how it works. So all you have to do is apply for your library card at any library in Colorado Springs?
It's for the Pikes Peak Library District, so there's 16 library locations throughout El Paso County.
Okay.
And so if library card, if you already have a library card, you can really just go to www.ppld.org/culturepass. Now, I do want to say that there are 10 cultural attractions that we have, and there are a limited number of passes that are available each day for each of those attractions. So as you can guess, it's a pretty popular program. So, you know, passes being limited, you know, just understanding that you have a little planning to get access. So it's not, you know, we're not just giving out a large amount of passes every day.
So. Yeah, of course. And you are the community engagement coordinator. And just judging by the tone of your voice, you're very excited about this, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, connecting library card holders with the Olympic and Paralympic movements right here in Colorado Springs is pretty amazing. You know, we're Olympic City USA. You know, we share our region with athletes who live and train in our community. And now we can experience the thrill of the Olympic and Paralympic sport as we continue to make these cultural and recreational opportunities more accessible in our region. So it just takes the library card to a whole new level.
Absolutely. So tell me about the process. You just go into any one of those libraries, as you mentioned, the website. And by the way, if you miss if you miss any of this information, we're going to put it on our KRDO podcast page. But the process is pretty easy, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And you don't even need to come into the library. These are available for checkout, similar to how someone would check out an ebook or other electronic resource. So you log on to our online reservation system. So you go to the web page that I mentioned, and you can book a pass up to 30 days in advance. And so when you pick out your venue that you want to go to, and then it'll tell you how many people are allowed admission through that pass. You check it, you provide your library card information to that, and then you can print out that pass right there at your home and take that pass to that cultural attraction.
And not only that, but when you get your own card, you can also go and get some books. So that's pretty cool. All right.
Absolutely.
let's talk about, besides that, I mean, there's so many other things like the Pro Rodeo Museum and Hall of Fame. You can go to the Pikes Peak Children's Museum. I mean, you can do a lot of things with this pass.
Absolutely. Like I said, this brings us up to 10 new cultural attractions.
Wow.
In our county and also in Denver. We also have the Denver Museum of Nature and Science has passes available, 8 other locations, the Science, the Space Foundation and Discovery Center, the Western Museum of Mining and Industry, the Money Museum, and many more. I do want to say, you know, with great launches, when we share good news with the community, there's always that technical difficulty that just kind of holds you back a little bit. And so I have to say, with all honesty, we discover we're having a little technical difficulty with our pass reservation system. So we're going to say, just please come back and visit us tomorrow on our webpage and look for a pass. We hope to get that resolved very soon so that we can get those passes out to people. So come check us out at www.ppld.org/culturepass.
And the enthusiasm in your voice is so infectious. I mean, normally librarians are, you know, they're very quiet and reserved, and they, you know, they tell you you to be quiet and everything. But you are the exact opposite.
Standard library.
Kim, it's always,
you can come check us out. Physically, it's a great team there. So lots of fun happening at the Pikes Peak Library District, as you can tell.
Kim, it's always fun talking to you. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to visiting with you down the line.
Great. Thanks, Dan. It was a pleasure.
It is our pleasure as well.